Welcome to Faith and Freedom. We hope to inform, inspire, and encourage you to stand up for faith and freedom as we discuss victories and challenges in the courts, in public policy, and in the culture. Faith and Freedom is brought to you by Liberty Counsel, a litigation, education, and policy organization. Join us now as we address the latest cultural issues across America and around the world.
Liberty Counsel has launched its 22nd annual Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. We're going to be talking about this on Faith and Freedom. I'm Matt Staver, founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. Joining me is Holly Mead.
You know, Matt, it's hard to believe it's that time of year again. And it seems like every year we get some kind of a situation, whether it's on a school or on a government property or some other situations where religious freedom has been censored. Christmas has been censored.
Yeah, it's exactly right. I mean, we have twofold aspect of our Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. And it's hard to believe that this is 22 years in the making. That's 22 years ago is when we launched what we call today and what we began back then, 22 years ago, Friend or Foe Christmas campaign. That means we'll be a friend. We want to find out who's the friend or foes. And if you're a friend of Christmas, we want to educate,
right,
whether it's in the public square or private sector. And if you're a foe of Christmas, then we may have to litigate.
And it also includes the retail industry, you know, whether you're on the naughty list or the nice list.
Yeah, we started off with the Friend or Foe Christmas campaign dealing with public and private displays of Christmas. But then a couple of years after that, we added the naughty and nice list as it relates to retailers. Why? Because you couldn't find anything involving Christmas in the stores. Christmas was gone. There was no Christmas wreaths. There were wreaths. They were called holiday wreaths. No Christmas lights, holiday lights. No Christmas trees. They were called holiday trees.
Or winter trees.
Yeah, and there's like, well, what holiday does that green pointed prickly thing celebrate? Is it 4th of July? No.
Kwanzaa?
No. What? Oh, my goodness. It's one. Ah, it's Christmas. But they don't call it Christmas because they wanted to censor it. And so we then launched the Naughty and Nice list. But let's talk about the public area, public schools, music, Christmas carols, distributing Christmas cards, having red and green colors in public schools or in other areas using public areas of like the parks, different venues for nativity celebrations. All of that is clearly permissible. In fact, public schools, classrooms, and religious symbols of the holiday, particularly Christmas, are clearly permissible. A holiday display in a classroom with regards to Christmas can include a nativity scene or other religious imagery.
Yeah, I remember we were reminiscing earlier about that one school, I think it was in Nebraska, where the principal had censored Christmas, red and green, candy canes, but she would allow Olaf the snowman and snowflakes and it was ridiculous. She was keeping the students from celebrating the true meaning of Christmas.
Yeah. And red and green. I mean, and crazy as it sounds, we've had multiple situations where red and green have been censored because they are commonly associated with Christmas. And in fact, that was even last year. Remember in Wauwatosa, Wisconsin?
Yeah.
The city administrator sent out a directive to all of their staff, no red and green, because they don't want to offend anyone because it's too closely associated with one particular religious view of the holiday.
But you can have snowflakes or you can have blue, green, and purple because
of the aurora, the northern lights.
Inspired by the northern lights. I'm like, what?
But you know, the northern lights actually have red and green.
Whoops, I didn't do that homework.
But they overlooked the red and green part of the northern lights. But yeah, you could do the northern lights and celebrate that.
And we intervened in that situation and got a victory where the administrator backpedaled and said, oh, sorry.
Well, you know, it used to be like for these nativity scenes on public property and in schools. Up until 2022, we used to have to say that, yes, you can have a nativity scene on public property. You can have the manger scene with Mary, Joseph, and the baby Jesus, so long as you have a secular symbol in the holiday like Santa Claus and the reindeer. We don't have to say that anymore because that came from a 1971 case, Lemon versus Kurtzman, that required for the nativity scene or the religious display to be constitutional, quote unquote, you had to have some secular component to
right.
it. And so therefore you had to secularize the display with secular symbols. Well, that got overturned in 2022 in, because of our Boston case, Shurtleff versus City of Boston, and the Coach Kennedy case. It's gone. 51 years of that bad decision are gone. So no longer does a city or a government have to include Santa Claus or the reindeer or some secular symbol as part of their nativity display on government property. No longer does a classroom presentation with a display of the nativity have to include a secular symbol. You no longer have to secularize the Christian aspects of Christmas and the celebration of Christmas.
And you know, the list of examples that we've had to litigate and intervene is tremendous. If you go on our website, our Christmas page, there's a whole list, as well as a memorandum that shows you the rights you have. Because every year we were fighting those cases, particularly in nativity scenes on government property. Every year we had those to deal with.
Yeah, every year we've had to do that. The good news is that since we launched the Christmas campaign, Friend or Foe Christmas campaign 22 years ago, a lot of good things have happened. Mm-hmm. And so we have less to litigate because the educational component and the demand letters, frankly, they have helped resolve this. And we've won some great cases along the way, both on Christmas and then also overturning the Lemon Test 2 years ago in 2022. And then also beyond that, whether it's children in school, or, you know, in the private sector, for example, sometimes we have nursing homes where they've told the residents or assisted living facilities, oh, you can't decorate with Christmas colors because they receive some kind of federal funding from the government. No, that's wrong, too. We've had to reverse those, and we've been very successful in reversing those situations. Beyond that, however, in terms of the public and private displays, is the retail market.
Right. You know, we do the naughty and nice list every year, and we've seen some stores go from naughty to nice. For example, Walmart used to ban its employees from even saying the phrase Merry Christmas, if you can believe that. It was always Happy Holidays. And we called them out on our naughty list, and they eventually came over to the right side. Last year, do you remember Target?
Yeah.
I went to one of the stores and took pictures of their—
Yeah, you took pictures and
I
brought
did,
them back.
Of their LGBT
Santa Claus
nutcrackers with the rainbow flag,
yeah,
and then the Santa Clauses that were—
So they got on our naughty list.
Black
last
and
year.
White Santa Clauses and wheelchairs.
Yeah.
I mean, it was ridiculous.
Crazy.
And so we put that in our list, and you know what? All that stuff is now gone.
Yeah, they went really woke, didn't they? They went LGBTQ and woke. It was just crazy things.
Right.
Yeah, I remember they had a black Santa Claus in a wheelchair.
Yeah, remember that? It was an ornament.
Like,
just
oh
what I
goodness.
Want for my tree. You know?
Yeah.
But, yep, so now they're on the nice list, thankfully, and they've backed off that nonsense. Other companies on our naughty list that have moved to the nice list are Sam's Clubs, because they're now using Christmas, the word Christmas again on its online store, and other companies like Big Lots, Costco, Dillard's, Hobby Lobby stores, JCPenney's, et cetera, are examples
Lowe's,
of
Staples,
those
at Kohl's. And,
on
you know,
the nice
Dillard's
list.
Has been on the naughty list in the past, but mm-hmm. one of the nice things that we have seen over this time is a huge movement from the naughty list to the nice list.
Right.
And some of those are examples, and we could go through a lot more. But unfortunately, there are some stores, Barnes & Noble, Burlington's, Dick's Sporting Goods, Gap Inc., TJ Maxx.
Every year.
And they're always, they've never, Holly, never in 22 years of this, never been on the nice list.
But you know, that's the good thing about voting for your dollars. I mean, we put this out, the media picks it up every year, people are very interested, they want to print it out, take it with them, or if you're shopping online, keep it, you know, next to your computer while you're shopping. You need to vote with your dollars and say, I want to support Christmas, Christ's Mass, instead of this other woke stuff.
Yeah, and they, you know, it's interesting. Neiman Marcus has now joined the naughty
That's
list.
That's a new one.
This year for the first time.
Yeah.
So now it's on the naughty list. Two retailers moved from the nice list to the naughty list in 2024. That's American Eagle Outfitters and Best Buy. Both companies took a minimalist mm-hmm. and nearly sterilized approach to Christmas in their online holiday campaigns. But, you know, yeah, you can go to lc.org/Christmas, lc.org/Christmas. Here's what we encourage you to do, particularly with the retail market, whether you're doing brick-and-mortar shopping or online shopping, and that is shop with your dollars. It makes a difference. That's what made the difference with Walmart.
Absolutely.
Back then, when Walmart literally told its cashiers, even if someone greets you, Merry Christmas, your response is Happy Holidays. And no matter how many times you say Merry Christmas, they would respond Happy Holidays. They were told not to say the word Christmas. People sometimes left their goods right there at the checkout desk and they walked out. Walmart heard, and Walmart has been right ever since. So let them know why you're shopping there, if it's for a good reason, and why you're not, if they're not acknowledging Christmas.
Makes a difference.
lc.org/Christmas. That's lc.org/Christmas.
You've been listening to Faith and Freedom, brought to you by Liberty Counsel. We hope that we have motivated you to stand up for your faith, family, and freedom. Visit Liberty Counsel's website at lc.org, where you can obtain email alerts and other information to keep you informed and involved. The website again, lc.org.